In Detroit, Tigers fans are preparing for the return of their beloved baseball team to the grand stage of the World Series. For the troubled city, the series means far more than just a chance at a championship, as Quinn Kleinfelter of member station WDET reports.
Facing high unemployment and crime rates, teetering on the edge of financial collapse, Detroit needs something to celebrate. Maybe something along the lines of this celebration that broke out after the Tigers won the World Series again in 1968. Fast forward 44 years to the old Shillelagh Bar in Detroit's touristy Greektown area. Few here remember a celebration quite that raucous. Patrons like David Postumus say at this time in the city's history, any good news is welcome.
Everybody's geared up. Everybody's got the colors on. It's loud when the stadium's going on, and that's what everybody talks about the day before or the day after. So, you know, it permeates your life when you're around.
Bartender Amanda Peschke says the Tigers have become her life, too, in a way, since fans began packing the old Shillelagh's three floors during the team's postseason run.
Mass chaos, but in a good way. Detroit loves their home team, so people come down whether they're going to the game or not. We serve food. We have all three floors open. Bands here, DJs here. We rent the parking lot and do huge parking lot parties.
On Detroit's downtown streets, fans like Wendell Finley say they have a full-blown case of Tigers fever.
Oh, brother, it's a blessing. San Francisco, y'all got a nice team, but Detroit Tigers, let's do it. Please, do it for me. Do it for the whole city. Y'all can do it. We need a celebration.
Metro Detroit tourism officials predict the World Series will bring roughly $26 million to the region's struggling economy. At the Tigers' ball field, Comerica Park, team manager Jim Leland says it's easy in Detroit to be swallowed up by World Series fever. He found it hard even going to the bank.
I was kind of rushing, and they had 12, 15 baseballs to sign, bats to sign. This was at the bank, so... You know, I've had adventures last couple of days, but it's all been positive. It's all been great stuff. I mean, that's what it's about. Tiger baseball is a family. It doesn't matter who the manager are, who the players are. Tiger baseball is a family. That's just the way it is.
A few blocks from the ballpark, street musician Blackjack Bostic is practicing, too, before playing at the World Series, as he says he's played at the front gate of every home game for decades. But the World Series is different. Detroiters everywhere seem to be stepping just a little bit lighter now. Bostic says getting to the Fall Classic is a respite from the relentless bad news that Detroiters often face.
That makes it better. It will. Watch. You see? It's going to make it better. Because now they're going to feel like they're proud of their city again. People are going to be proud to be in Detroit, you know?
With that, Bostic is back to practicing, hard and happily, knowing that the Tigers are again playing in the World Series. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.